Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is news about a great confession, a confession by one of the greatest mass murderers in human history, who had gone to his execution claiming he was totally innocent, had never done anything wrong, he was not responsible. Turns out he had left behind tapes made before his arrest. Tapes that showed that he was extraordinarily proud of murdering millions of people. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Adolf Eichmann, the master administrator of the Holocaust. We will get to that remarkable story. I never thought I would see this happen, but it has happened, and it's real, and we will get to it on the Medved Show. But here in the United States, we have claims about all kinds of unspeakable crimes. Who is making those claims? The Vice President of the United States. She is comparing slavery, the greatest crime in all of American history, and I believe that to be true. Vice President Harris is comparing slavery to what the Supreme Court just did in overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, just think for a moment. Imagine you're an advisor or a speechwriter for Vice President Kamala Harris, and somebody comes up with this idea. Wouldn't you ask somebody while you're sitting around a room talking about a speech or what the vice president is going to do next, wouldn't you ask, how do you justify that? What does slavery have in common with a Supreme Court decision that allows legislatures to re-regulate abortion if the legislatures want to? Well, this is the way she did it, and her grasp on history, logic. Will you be the judge? Here is Vice President Harris. Listen.
What essentially has happened is the statement has been made that the government has a right to come in your home and tell you as a woman and as a family what you should do with your body. We also know that we've had a history in this country of government trying to claim ownership over human bodies.
Exactly. Yes, that is
right. And we had supposedly evolved from that time and that way of thinking. So this is very problematic on so many levels.
Okay. Do you think that, first of all, allowing the government to come into your home and to claim ownership of your body, is that the situation that we face right now? I mean, is it really? And then there is this, and again, you can argue different questions, but there's some things that are so far over the edge, and the comparison of abortion regulation. In other words, suggesting that if you are going to get an abortion, you get it in the first trimester, which is what most of the legislation regulating abortion has done, which won't even cut back on that many abortions. Because according to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which was founded back in 1968, it's a division of Planned Parenthood. It now is a separate organization, but it used to be associated with Planned Parenthood. It is definitely sympathetic to abortion or to the pro-choice so-called side. And they specify that 93% of all abortions that occur in this country occur in the first trimester. It's a 95% if you say it's the first 15 weeks, which is what that Mississippi law was, which was the only thing that the Supreme Court decided. They decided that the Mississippi law, that had been passed recently could stand, because it did not violate the Constitution of the United States. They didn't say it was a good idea. They didn't say it was the right policy. They didn't say we're going to replicate that policy all over the country. They said this is not in contradiction to the Constitution or anything the Constitution says. It gets to stand. It's what the voters who elected the state legislature expressed through their election process, what they wanted in the state of Mississippi, for God's sake. And then you have this. There's a big picture in the New York Times, and it shows someone who has written on her chest, "My Body, My Choice." And then it's a piece by Mara Gay, who is a staff writer and I think associate editor at the New York Times. It's entitled "The Republican Crusade Against Sex." And she begins by making it clear she doesn't share that crusade. "One day I hope to become a mother," she says. "But for now I have sex just because I like it. Sex is fun." Okay. "For the puritanical tyrants seeking to control our bodies, that's a problem. This radical minority, including the far right-wing faction on the Supreme Court, probably won't stop at banning abortion. If we take Justice Clarence Thomas at his word, and there's no reason not to, the right to contraception could be the next to fall. Why? Because many in this movement are animated by an insatiable desire to punish women who have sex on our own terms and enjoy it. Why don't they just make a law against enjoying sex? Or even pretending to enjoy sex? This is so bizarre. First of all, what Clarence Thomas was talking about was a point in the law and in terms of interpreting a clause in the 14th Amendment. The chance of anyone, any serious jurist or legal scholar who believes that there is a chance that they will overturn the Griswold case and will all of a sudden allow that law to come back into being in Connecticut. And by the way, I think there are very, very few states that have that kind of law in the books in the first place, a law banning birth control, banning contraception. And where have you heard people talking about this, even, or agitating for it? It is basically a way of getting people extraordinarily excited and driving the country apart. And here is the reality. I just did a piece for Newsweek. It'll be in this week, about the good news about abortion that ought to reassure both sides. And the good news is that people using birth control, that has played a major role in cutting the number of abortions. And if you believe what Bill Clinton used as a slogan regarding abortion, remember, he had promised when he was running for president in 1992 and then again in 96, "We want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare." And then later he said exceedingly rare. In other words, abortion is not a beautiful thing. There are people out there who are selling T-shirts that say, "I love abortion." Most Americans don't. 67% of Americans, no, actually, strike that. According to Gallup, most recent poll, 71% of Americans are opposed to abortion on all circumstances except for the life of the mother in the last trimester. And the idea that those abortions have gone down in such dramatic form in terms of all abortions, one-third as many as back in the early 80s. Now, what's brought that down? It's the use of contraceptives in a more timely fashion. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, Mara Gay makes the point that she believes the GOP has taken what would be, I think, a very unpopular position. I mean, you might win some segments of support, but not a lot. The column she wrote is called The Republican Crusade Against Sex. And she uses an example of that crusade against sex, J.D. Vance, who, if he is crusading against sex, he obviously doesn't practice what he preaches. because the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio actually is married and has a couple of kids, which were produced in fairly short order, usually indicating that there is an openness, at least on his part and his wife's, to sexual activity. She says that the Republicans are what they're really against. They are part of a movement intended to curb the hard-won freedom to pursue careers and joys outside the confines of wifehood and motherhood. Some Republicans have said just this, and it's important that we believe them. She says, take J.D. Vance, the GOP nominee for the Senate in Ohio, who apparently thinks that women like me belong at home, not writing opinions for the New York Times. Quote, if your worldview tells you, this is what J.D. Vance said, if your worldview tells you that it's bad for women to become mothers, but liberating for them to work 60 hours a week in a cubicle in the New York Times or Goldman Sachs, you've been had. Mr. Vance wrote that recently on Twitter. Okay, he's talking about a worldview that devalues motherhood. He is not talking about prohibiting or setting up obstacles for people to do their jobs at Goldman Sachs or the New York Times. And again, the idea that the Republican position or the position of the Supreme Court of the United States is a position that is opposed to women and is opposed to sex is just one of those things that I don't think it's even going to get traction. And it's one of those reasons that when people gather their wits about them, and you will see that without any question, there are actually a number of states that are going to make it easier, not harder, easier to get abortions. And they'll do that because they love the idea of we're going to be a sanctuary state and basically dividing the country. When the truth is, the country is remarkably united in terms of most people believe that abortion should be permitted during the first trimester of pregnancy and not permitted during the second two. According to Gallup, even when you talk about the second trimester, that's the fourth, fifth, and sixth months of pregnancy, most people think abortion should be forbidden. 56%, as opposed to 38% who think it should be permitted. So the point is, this is how basically our system works. It works based upon public opinion and public sentiment and what people vote for. And one of the things that people vote for is they vote for Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. But this is very peculiar. And if somebody can help figure out what exactly is going on here, she appeared, according to the local press, at appearing on stage alongside a Somali musician because they were celebrating Somali Week in Minneapolis, where they have the nation's largest community of Somali Americans. And Ilhan Omar is the first Somali American ever elected to Congress. So she appeared there to help introduce this singer, but apparently she wasn't well received, because they didn't want to hear her give a political speech. They wanted to hear the singer sing. I think Laura Ingraham wrote a book called Shut Up and Sing at one point, which might be a relevant title to this situation. This is the sound of what that was like on stage, with Ilhan Omar trying to win the attention of the audience, who didn't want to hear her. They wanted to hear music. Listen.
On behalf of excited. Yeah. This one can only imagine how wonderfully she might have been feeling. This was not a great moment, and one of the other moments that actually is fairly great has to do with a new television series that has just begun in Israel, and it's called The Devil's Confession: The Lost Adolf Eichmann Tapes, which has generated keen interest in Israel as it has begun airing over the past month. What it turns out is that Adolf Eichmann was basically found. He was a very much wanted Nazi war criminal who basically had helped to participate in the murder personally of at least 3 million people. And again, not all of the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, but most of them perhaps. In any event, it turns out that despite the fact that he had a world famous trial that went on in 1961, back in 1957, he had made a series of tapes to Nazis who were all living together in Buenos Aires, and there was a Dutch Nazi who recorded 70 hours of Adolf Eichmann talking and talking and talking about the good old days and the mass murder of literally millions of people. So what happened to those tapes and how were they recovered? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Highland Park, Illinois, are announcing a seventh person died Tuesday in a parade shooting. Over 30 people were injured. Lake County Police saying the 21-year-old alleged shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd dressing as a woman. After a weekend of travel chaos and mass cancellations in the airline industry, disruptions are beginning to ease again today. As far as just how friendly the skies were for travelers over the long holiday weekend, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN.
Look, we saw cancellations around 3%. You really, in typical years, would be looking at or under 2%. An improvement, especially compared to Memorial Day weekend.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, just talking for a moment about a new television series that is showing in Israel. And it is based on 70 hours, that's 70 hours of tape that has just been discovered. The tape was made 1957-1958 when Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi mass murderer, was living in Argentina, and he was living among other Nazis who saw him as something of a hero. This is before he was captured and taken back to Israel to stand trial for genocide. And what the New York Times says in a report, which is that Eichmann went to the gallows insisting he was a mere functionary following orders. That whole line, I was just following orders, denying that he had any personal responsibility for the crimes of which he had been found guilty, describing himself as a small cog in the state apparatus, who was in charge of train schedules. His professed mediocrity gave rise to the philosopher Hannah Arendt's theory of the banality of evil. But the documentary shows a very different Eichmann, because talking to his fellow Nazis back in 1957 before he's captured, he was bragging about the Holocaust. He was proud of it. It says in the New York Times, the documentary series intersperses Eichmann's chilling words in German, defending the Holocaust, boasting of the Holocaust, with reenactments of gatherings of Nazi sympathizers in 1957 in Buenos Aires, where the recordings were made, exposing Eichmann's visceral ideological anti-Semitism and his zeal for hunting down Jews and his role in the mechanics of mass murder. The series brings the missing evidence from the trial to a mass audience for the first time. Eichmann can be heard on one of these tapes swatting a fly that was buzzing around the room and describing it as having, quote, a Jewish nature. He told his interlocutors that he did not care whether the Jews he sent to Auschwitz lived or died. Having denied knowledge of their fates in his trial, he said on tape that the order was, Jews who are fit to work should be sent to work. Jews who are not fit to work must be sent to the final solution, period. Meaning, of course, their physical destruction. If we, and this is a quote, if we had killed 10.3 million Jews, I would say with satisfaction, good. We destroyed an enemy. Then we would have fulfilled our mission, he said, referring to all the Jews of Europe. Look, this is extraordinary that this has come out here. What had happened is the tapes were never turned over to the Israeli prosecutors who knew that they existed. They went to Germany, where they have been preserved, but now the German government has made them available to the Israelis to complete the background on Eichmann and, frankly, on the Holocaust. Because given the veracity of these tapes of 70 hours worth, not that there has ever been any energy or credibility at all of any kind for Holocaust denial, but the notion that this is all made up kind of goes against 70 hours of this evil, evil man boasting of his mass murder. I'm actually very eager to see when this is going to be released in the rest of the world, which I think could be very important. Meanwhile, something else that is important is that there was a threat, at least, of domestic terrorism. A white nationalist group wielding nationalist flags, white nationalist flags, white supremacist flags, marched along Boston's Freedom Trail on July 4th weekend. This is the report from CNN, clip 9.
Boston is denouncing an afternoon march through downtown. This is video posted on Twitter from Real Mac Twitter from Report. It shows people holding flags bearing the symbol of the white nationalist group, Patriot Front. They followed the path of the city's Freedom Trail. The Boston Herald reports there was at least one scuffle and cites the Boston Police Department as saying an African-American man was injured. A few weeks ago, police arrested 31 men near a pride event in Idaho. Police say they were tied to the Patriot Front and were plotting to riot.
Patriot Front, like we learned when they got out of that U-Haul in Idaho, is a sort of subset or a knockoff of the more violent white supremacist groups that we're starting to hear of now in terms of January 6th, Proud Boys and others. That doesn't make them not dangerous. It's just that their real focus is on performative. Look at me. I'm going to wear this sort of khaki, preppy, geeky outfit, mask myself. And it's quite performative. They can be dangerous, but what they're doing is they are showing up in places where there will be a disruption, and they want us to note that disruption, even though they didn't do anything that any more than just 30 guys showing up in khaki pants.
So this is going on, and meanwhile we have an election going on here in the United States. It is a midterm election. One of the keys to winning that election will be the Republicans holding on to Senate seats, or actually taking control of Senate seats that they had lost previously in states that basically Republicans are very competitive. One of those states is Arizona. And all of a sudden, the Arizona Attorney General, whose name is Mark Brnovich, who is one of the front runners for that seat, he has spent, it's reports in the Washington Post, he has spent months groundlessly telling Republicans that they can be on Trump's team or endorse Trump for president in 2024 by giving to Mark Brnovich's Senate campaign. He said in a fundraising letter, "Are you turning your back on President Trump? That renew your 2022 membership before it is too late." Now, such appeals pushed the actual team of advisors around Trump to a breaking point in June after Trump endorsed Brnovich's rival, Blake Masters, for the Senate seat in Arizona. in a cease and desist letter obtained by the Washington Post, an attorney for Save America, Trump's political action committee, threatened legal action if Mark Brnovich did not stop using Trump's image and name in misleading ways. Well, he's right, of course, on this. Because, again, if he has endorsed somebody else, how is it acceptable, I mean, even vaguely acceptable, to ask people to contribute to your campaign as a means of supporting President Trump when President Trump is actually supporting your opponent? And this idea, Trump's lawyers pointed to a recent email with the subject line, account termination notice, that threatened potential donors with losing any chance of continuing to receive our Trump polls, Trump rally alerts, and 2024 Trump endorsement opportunities if they didn't give money to a candidate who Trump opposes. This is too confusing and not justifiable. We will be right back.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Obviously, for Republicans across the country right now, it is very clear that the question of critical race theory and the 1619 Project and left-wing views of American history not only distort the truth, but they also foster a negative attitude toward the United States of America among students and use student curricula for brainwashing purposes. Well, now there's a charge against Republicans doing the same thing. There's a headline from the Washington Post that says, in civics training workshops, Florida tells teachers religion belongs in public life. And the lead in an article by Lori Rosa says that Dateline West Palm Beach, Florida, new civics training for Florida public school teachers comes with a dose of Christian dogma, some teachers say, and they worry that it also sanitizes history and promotes inaccuracies. Sounds like Republican complaints, which are entirely justified, in my opinion, about some of the Democratic curricula. But what they say here is included in the training is the statement that it is a misconception that, quote, the founders desired strict separation of church and state. Other materials included fragments of statements that were cherry-picked to present a more conservative view of American history, some attendees said. In a possible effort to inoculate some founding fathers against contemporary political complaints, some sides in a presentation pointed out that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson repudiated slavery. Unsaid is that both men held enslaved people and worked toward a constitution that enshrined the practice. It's wrong that to say that the Constitution enshrined slavery. It didn't. The one thing that the Constitution mentioned very distinctly about slavery is that there was the right to ban all slave trade in the United States within 20 years of when the Constitution was adopted, which is what they did, and it's what Jefferson did as president. In any event, what all this is about right here is a program that actually sounds pretty good. And by the way, concerning the First Amendment, the workshops are correct. The founders did not have it in mind that there should be a wall of separation between church and state. The first time that was used was a private letter. Actually, it's a public letter, but it was a letter to a private congregation in Danbury, Connecticut, by President Jefferson in 1805. When he was president, Jefferson wasn't even at the Constitutional Convention, where he first used that phrase, wall of separation between church and state. And it certainly wasn't as strict as people assume it's supposed to be today. How do we know? Because Jefferson personally conducted religious services that mentioned God and mentioned Jesus And he conducted them in the Capitol building, for goodness sake. In any event, we're unabashedly promoting civics and history. That is accurate, and that is not trying to push an ideological agenda, Governor DeSantis said at an event last week. In Florida, he said students are learning the real history. You're learning the real facts. DeSantis assigned into law a new civics curriculum standards introduced last year for middle schoolers, which met with little opposition from teachers who say they are comprehensive and apolitical. The training sessions began last month and will continue through July for teachers who volunteer to take them. While not mandated by the state, they come with a $700 stipend for three-day sessions with a chance to earn a $3,000 bonus and a civics seal of endorsement. Anna Fusco, president of the Broward Teachers Union, said she's glad the state isn't mandating the training, but that many teachers are signing up to get the stipends. She said union members who attended the training sessions said they were being told to present to students, quote, only one side of history. And if that side is the right side and not the distorted side, then is that such a terrible thing? A Central Florida civics teacher, Abe Lopez, supports DeSantis' emphasis on civics and supports the way the governor believes the subject should be taught. DeSantis invited Lopez to speak at his June 30th event announcing improved civics assessment courses among middle schoolers. Lopez, who was a member of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's staff, said he was surprised during his first year of teaching last year that his seventh graders knew so little about civics. In an interview, Lopez, who was a national committeeman for the Republican National Hispanic Assembly and who in 2020 posted information on Twitter for Stop the Biden Steal rallies in Florida, said he keeps politics out of his classroom. We need excellence in civics education, and I think Governor DeSantis' program is a model for the nation, Lopez said. I think, look, it's a brilliant idea to do workshops on how properly to present this information and to make up for that lack of civics training, which, by the way, there are a lot of people in Hollywood. You know who's deeply involved in this, wanting to teach more civics, is Richard Dreyfuss. He has been promoting that. And speaking of Hollywood, there is a movie that surprised me and surprised just about everybody else because it just had a fabulous weekend. New Minions film is a big hit with children and their parents. The Minions film, they made $125 million over the last 4 days. That's pretty amazing. And why? Well, listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Energy for MedPayment Minute.
In the fifth installment of the 12-year-old Despicable Me franchise, the protagonist is a 12-year-old boy growing up in the 1960s who, with his little yellow pals, pursues a unique ambition in Minions, The Rise of Gru.
There are a lot of other villains in the world, but I am going to be a super villain.
That's the voice of Steve Carell, who joins other oddly assorted vocal talents, including Julie Andrews, Dolph Lundgren, Taraji P. Henson, and Alan Arkin. The movie is so frenetic and slapstick saturated that the plot's not just incoherent, it's incomprehensible, especially for young children who love the Minions and their mostly impenetrable, indescribable language. The slick animation and 60s nostalgia do little to rescue the project from meandering mediocrity. It's rated PG for lots of cartoon violence, 2 stars for Minions, The Rise of Grew. And look, I didn't like it, as you could hear, but America did. And again, it's been a tremendous hit. It made about twice as much money as the another animated film recently came out, which was also tied to a very successful franchise. I'm talking about Lightyear, which is gorgeously animated and is from Pixar and Disney. This one, well, you can't say no when the public has such a tremendous appetite for family entertainment, for actually being able to go to something you can take your kids to see. And no, there's nothing tremendously shocking or inappropriate in Minions, The Rise of Gru. Though a few moments with rescuing magical things from Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom-like settings that might be a little bit scary for very young kids. Tomorrow on the Medved Show, there is a new poll, and the fact that they took this poll is even telling. They're asking about alternative presidential candidates to Joe Biden. And for obvious reasons, it's because of age, it's because of terrible approval ratings. It turns out there's an ambitious governor who isn't often considered a presidential possibility, but would actually do much better than Kamala Harris. Who is it? We'll tell you tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also take a look at the attempt to push Hillary Clinton back into presidential contention. If Biden has an age problem, well, she's considerably younger. But does that work? And we'll also be talking about the debate inside the Democratic Party about how radical to get in promoting abortion in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.